Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
The College of Agriculture, Science and Education is working towards university status in the next 5 years. Stay with us to hear more and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Twyla Whelan. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, is reminding private security companies that effective October 1, 2017, it will become mandatory for all security guards employed to have health insurance. Companies are required to provide proof that their security guards have health insurance. To be a part of the self-contributory health insurance scheme, visit psra.gov.jm or call 967-2522.
Plans are underway to transform the College of Agriculture, Science and Education, CASE, into a university within the next 5 years. Interim President of CASE, Dr. Derek Deslandes, says more research-based academic staff will be hired to achieve this objective. New methods and technologies will also be introduced, such as clean plant material to improve farmer productivity, the establishment of a tunnel-ventilated chicken house, and improvements to the pig and dairy production.
We want to become a critical player in the sector in terms of research, the production of good graduates, as well as driving the production process in critical areas. We're also looking to get into goat milk production. We're also expanding on our crop side and want to also build a processing system that allows cases as a processing center for community members within this environment.
Mr. Deslandes says a proposal has been made to the National Housing Trust to create more space for offices, classrooms and dormitories to handle the expected increase in student matriculation.
We are targeting at least 1,500 residential students over that 5-year period, in addition to those students who would come on a daily basis. But we think that we need to get close to 3,000 for us to be sustained in long term.
Enrollment at the multidisciplinary tertiary institution has increased by 50% over the last 3 years.
So it's not just about agriculture, it's also integrating agriculture into sciences, into business, into entrepreneurship.
In the meantime, CASE is advanced in its application for a cannabis license to produce and export medical marijuana.
We have one outstanding document that we're trying to find to get out of the way, but we are there and the process is taking place.
Dr. Deslandes says there has been significant interest in the undertaking, including from a Canadian investor seeking to partner with CASE in a similar fashion to the partnership with the University of Technology, UTEC, and University of the West Indies, UWI. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You can't make blood out of stone. Translation: it is not possible to get blood out of a stone. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The annual GIS Heritage Essay, Poster and Photography Competitions are back. If you are 9 to 12 years old, enter the GIS Heritage Competition. Submit your 400 to 500 word essay on the theme, How Would You Like to See Jamaica in Another 55 Years? Students in grades 7 to 13, the poster competition is for you. Design an 11 by 17 inch poster digitally or by illustration depicting Jamaica 55. And the photography competition targets students attending an accredited tertiary institution. Submit one high-resolution photograph depicting the theme Jamaica 55. Submission deadline is midnight October 31. Entry forms are available at gis.gov.jm.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, when resources are limited, you have to make the best use of what is available. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. We want to hear from you. Connect with us at GIS News on Twitter, at GIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. For producer Anjiwi James Sawyers, I'm Twyla Whelan, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.